It takes a backpack to hear our book. When someone feels that they just can't listen to a narrated book, they are not describing a trait of their character. They are simply not fully aware of the stress that cuts their thoughts up. And stress can come from little things as well as the big ones. Early on, we can still pull ourselves away, but as life gets more complex, it is not so easy. The stress will often linger, cutting up all the thoughts like a pair of mind scissors, and 2 or 3 weeks of vacations will not be enough to fix that. Some Appalachian trail hikers often go back. It takes a year, maybe more. And not only does stress beget more stress, but lack of wisdom makes us think in loops. The discomfort of ending a thought right where it started may actually push us away from books that would grant that much needed initial wisdom to get things started. It does not help that it takes a lot of books to understand their importance, and that sometimes you may get several books in a row that are just gibberish for various reasons. It may be that you are not yet ready for science books, for example, or that the books are actually useless crap written by woo-woo men with mangled or overinflated egos or even minds. An authentic book is like a piece of software. It has to function, and it has to be spoken as well. A paper book is just a disk. It is a storage medium. Our mind needs to hear it, and of course, far and away from stress. Books are extremely important. They may just be the most important thing in our early life. They represent our intellectual inheritance, without which, like the hollow mind, the world will run in loops, as people will simply start at zero with every generation. Without us inheriting the wisdom that is owed to us, the world will stand still. It really is that simple. We can't inherit wisdom from the culture that we are born into. We have to inherit wisdom from books, along with the cultures of the authors. There's no such thing as growing partway up. To grow up always means to grow all the way up and become a great being, and we cannot achieve that without inheriting the wisdom stored in books, as each generation would have to start from zero and only repeat that same length of distance that was traveled before. Everyone needs that intellectual inheritance, because life without inheriting the wisdom that is owed to us goes in a loop. It ends right where it began. We must all learn to take to adventure, and frequently so. There the mind will heal, and the stress will fade away. Then we have to learn to listen to thousands, not 1 or 100, but thousands of narrated books. We have to learn to resume where the great beings left off.